China's mass hoarding is causing a global price rise. It is also pushing countries into famine. On Gravitas tonight, we'll tell you about the dangerous fallout of China's mass hoarding. First, let's tell you what China is doing. How much food supply is Beijing hoarding? Let's give you some numbers. Estimates say China has 69% of the world's maize reserves, 60% of the rice reserves, and 51% of the wheat reserves. Going by one report, China's food supplies are at a quote-unquote historically high level. And it's just one Chinese state-owned enterprise that is building the stockpile. It's called the COFCO Group, COFCO. This is a major food processing company. The COFCO Group runs one of China's largest food stockpiling bases. It is in Dalian in northeast China. It's a port. It has 310 huge silos. They store beans and grains supplied from within China and abroad. From here, the port of Dalian, China distributes food to the rest of the country. You could say the COFCO Group is critical for China's food security. But for the rest of us, it's a threat. Because this mass hoarding of food in China is impacting the world. Number one, food prices are rising across the world. They have jumped by 30% in a year. These are numbers from November this year. They were compiled by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Number two, the hoarding is pushing countries into famine. Again, we have some numbers from the United Nations. In 2020, 700 million people were living in famine-like conditions. In recent years, these numbers have gone up by 100 million. So more people are starving now. Experts in Japan are blaming the Chinese for this.